Welcome to Lectionary Bites, a podcast for the busy pastor, the bogged down student, and the curious biblical scholar. Each short episode features different professors and students from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, narrowing in on an insight or two from the assigned scripture readings from the week. We hope these bites can support your sermon prep, spark new ideas and connections, and help you meditate on God's word throughout your busy week. Lectionary Bites is brought to you by the Hasse Library on the campus of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. The Hasse Library, inspiring theological discovery.
Hello and welcome again to another edition of Lectionary Bites. My name is Sean Shepard. I'm a first-year MDiv student, and I have another MDiv student here joining me today. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Sam Schick. I'm a fourth-year student here in the MDiv program.
Nice. Thanks for joining us, Sam. Now, why don't you tell us what text we're going to be looking at for today?
So today, we're reading in Easter 5 is the lectionary, and we're going to be continuing in the Revelation text. So you've got a couple of nice Revelation texts in a row that really build on each other in the Easter lectionary series for Series C. And so we're looking at Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7, but we're going to really focus in on verses 3, 4, and 5 today. So just to look at the text, I mean, this text is really dripping with gospel metaphors. This is one of those times where the preacher has to make a decision what he's going to go with, but man, he could just kind of walk around and show his people all of these things. You have things like the new heavens and the new earth descending. You know, you could talk about katabaino. You could talk about the metaphor of the marriage between the church and Christ as this city comes down as a bride adorned for her husband. You could talk about what the great voice says, how God comes to dwell and be with his people. We kind of talked about that a little bit last week, that God skenosen, here skenose metauton. He dwells with his people, pitches a tent with them. You could refer to last week to see more about that. The metaphor that God is with his people, this is a huge theme throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament, that God says, I will be your God and you will be my people. That's the metaphor I really want to pick up on today. But if you want to keep going, I mean, you could pick up on the fact that God speaks of quenching the thirst of those who are thirsty with a spring of living water. You could even talk about that last metaphor at the end of our text, at the end of verse 7 there. Ha nikon klerono mese, the one who conquers will inherit these things. And again, that quotation from the Old Testament, God says, I will be his God and he will be my son, a son to me. So there are a ton of metaphors here today that we could pick up on and preach from.
Thank you very much for that, Sam. Now that we've looked a little bit at the text that we're going to be talking about today, why don't you give us some context for that text?
Yeah, so a big thing to keep in mind, like we talked about a little bit last time, is the cyclical nature of the book of Revelation. So this verse 21 is after all of the cycles have actually kind of worked themselves out. The last of what Brighton calls the sevenfold revelation has already happened. And Brighton and Osborne actually are in agreement on putting this after the judgment of Satan. This is the very beginning of that vision of the blessed city that comes down out of heaven. The rest of the book is going to be that vision of that city kind of being explained. And so all the metaphors introduced here, a couple of them will actually be unpacked in the next couple of verses. So you have the bride of Christ metaphor that we mentioned is unpacked in the Easter 6 text. And then that metaphor of living water is unpacked a little bit more in Easter 7. And we're also picking up metaphors we covered in Easter 4 in Revelation chapter 7.
Awesome. And could you tell me more about these metaphors that would be good and helpful for preaching, these preaching metaphors you're talking about?
Yeah, well, all of them would be super helpful for preaching and really necessary ways to communicate the gospel. One of the ways I kind of wanted to pick up on this week is something we talked just as a cursory glance at it last week. But if you want to preach this in a series, I mean, it's almost asking to be preached in a series. So the way that this would build on the texts around it is I think that if we pay close attention to the way the words are spoken, we actually see John is communicating something slightly new here. right? We talked about God says it throughout, and Osborne brings this up. It's all over the place in Isaiah. It's all over the place in the Torah. God says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. But look at the loud voice in these verses. And if you have your New Testament open, go ahead and look at verse 3. And you see that God doesn't say, it will be my people or they will be my people, but the word is la'oi. It's in the plural here. So God's saying they will be my peoples. This is kind of a new thing that God is doing. He's extending this outside of just the Jewish people. This is the nations that we saw in chapter 7. And God is calling all of them to be his, and his tabernacle, like we talked about last week, his dwelling is with all of them. And so it really shows us a picture of the diversity that is present in heaven. And the significance of that metaphor is, it's pretty big. And that gets unpacked in verse 4 of how God actually acts when he dwells with his peoples.
Yeah, so we got to look a little bit into the text and the context, some of these metaphors. Now, how do we take these and apply them to a potential sermon or teaching coming up in this week?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's good to push us always in the how do we actually apply the principles we're learning here. So one of the ways I think you can apply them is if you missed the opportunity last week, because Revelation 7 is also an opportunity to talk about this, but if you missed that opportunity to talk about the diversity present in heaven and celebrate the diversity present in your church. And, you know, as LCMS congregations, sometimes we struggle with diversity, but even if it's not present in your local congregation, it doesn't mean you can't still look around to the broader church that Christ is gathering together and celebrate the diversity that's present there in the global church. Always remember not to forget that the gospel is for all cultures. And another thing is that this gospel in verse 4, as you look into that verse, it's not just about a God who wipes away tears and pretends like bad things don't happen. And Osborne does a good job of bringing this out in his commentary too. But he highlights this kind of twofold significance of God's action here. He wipes away tears from their eyes, and death and pain and crying out and suffering will be no more. God doesn't just wipe away the tears, but he actually wipes away the things that bring the tears. He wipes away the source of our pain. And it's an opportunity to remind our people that all peoples, God's peoples, that this is the promise for them, that God's not just going to make everything seem okay, but he is going to actually remove the evil from our lives and make things right again. There's going to be that great restoration in the end.
Well, amen for a God who has removed our pain and invited us to be participants in his peoples.
Yeah.
Be a part of that, his nations.
Yeah.
How wonderful that is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great comforting message for all of God's people.
It's a great reminder. Well, I think that's all that we have for Revelation chapter 21, but I appreciate all of you guys joining us this week. May God be with you as you contemplate these readings for teaching and preaching coming up this next week. Have a blessed Easter.
Thanks for listening to this week's version of Lectionary Bites.
If you enjoyed Lectionary Bites, be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Facebook so that you don't miss a single episode. This podcast is brought to you by the Hasse Library on the campus of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. The Hasse Library, inspiring theological discovery.